Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Hello and welcome to the very first show entitled Holistic Survival. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and many of you, I'm sure, are listeners to my very successful Creating Wealth show. After talking to so many people out there, we wanted to really address an obviously needed space here in the educational world and with a show that really addresses some of the questions that I know many of us are thinking about, and frankly, many of us are very frightened about. You know, we are in for some difficult times ahead, potentially, some uncertain times for sure. Our financial world is becoming incredibly complex and incredibly wrought with fraud. The changes are happening at a frightening pace. There are many threats facing America and facing many countries around the world. Things are changing quickly, folks, and we need to be prepared. And that's what Holistic Survival is all about, addressing a contemporary version of a very old concept of survivalism. But survivalism not for the people that are out on the fringes necessarily, but for the mainstream people, for regular everyday people like you and I. You know, a lot of threats are out there, and there are a lot of things for which we need to be prepared. So what I wanted to talk about today, and we've interviewed several guests for this show, by the way, already, but we have not published the shows yet because we wanted to start the first show with a holistic view of what we think survivalism is all about in the contemporary world, a modern view of survivalism. So we wanted to address that with my 10 commandments of holistic survival. Let's start right off. The first one is that thou shalt think independently and understand the threats out there and become educated. Of course, knowledge is a powerful tool. We need to do our due diligence so that we become our own best advisor, become informed, and learn more about the potential disasters that you could face, that occur where you live and your local environment, as well as environments to which you travel, and be prepared with different ways that are appropriate to respond to these threats. In addition, learn about emergency plans and have them established for yourself, and learn about what plans are established by your local and state government. Know about your community's risk. Commandment number two, thou shalt be prepared to do without. Have a crisis plan. Make a family emergency plan. Your family might not be together when the unthinkable occurs, and that's why it's important to have Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C well in advance of any problems. Be sure to include every member of your family, as well as potentially some non-members, friends, community, coworkers, etc. Number three, thou shalt maintain control. During a disaster, during a crisis situation, stay positive. Don't panic. Don't stress out. The best course of action is to stay positive and place yourself in a position of strength. Panic will only cause unneeded stress and anxiety, not only to you, but to those around you. Many despondent people eat too much, they spend too much money, they become addicted to abusive substances during difficult times, and exhibit many self-destructive behaviors. Panic is not good. Maintain control. Commandment number four, thou shalt be self-sufficient. You should have food, clothing, water, shelter, medicine, transportation, communication, power, plumbing, and an emergency kit ready. 3 months of stored food, water, medicine, etc. Whatever you and your family will need for 3 months of survival. Without your own doctors, without grocery stores. Think about it. What if you're in a location with no doctor? What if a disaster occurs? Within hours of that disaster happening, the grocery stores may be closed, the shelves may be empty, and all of the things that we take for granted in a modern daily life just disappear faster than we ever thought possible. Think about it. What if the truckers either won't drive to supply the stores or cannot drive to supply the stores? There are many things that we are not prepared for, and we need to be prepared for these contingencies. Number 5, thou shalt practice the primitive annually. What this means is every year you should be prepared by a drill, by an actual practice. You should return to the primitive on an annual basis. So what does this mean? This means that you intentionally deprive yourself of the modern conveniences to which you have become accustomed. Be prepared. So once a year, why don't you try a few things? The simple thing is go camping, live in the wilderness, see if you can do it. I'm not much of a wilderness guy myself. I like my modern conveniences, but we all need to practice doing without. How about this one? Just try it for 24 hours and see how difficult it is. Go to your breaker box and turn off the main circuit breaker in your house and live without power for a day. Many of you have done this not by choice, but here I'm suggesting that you do it, forcing it upon yourself. Maybe you should consider turning off your water for a day and your power at the same time and living off of just what you have. Are the batteries run down? Do you have a way to create fire and light candles, etc., etc.? Think about them. What if you had to get around without phones, GPS? You didn't have the internet. Obviously, you wouldn't have a fax machine either. So think about these technological conveniences that we take for granted. Do you think during the time of a crisis that the cell phones will work? I'm not so sure, folks. They have worked in many crises, but the circuits may be overloaded in land and cell phones. Do you have radios? We're going to interview experts on alternate communication, whether it be simple walkie-talkies, citizen band and CB radios, or ham radios. But we've got to have backup plans without the technologies we're used to. Number 6, thou shalt control what is put into their body. Folks, we have got to be prepared by staying healthy and staying in shape. What we put into our bodies matters. We are what we eat. Our body is a machine. It can only heal itself. It can only provide and fend for itself if it is properly nourished. You know, I remember I had a friend of mine who was a car buff, and he always put the best fuel into his car, the expensive gasoline. But into his body, he didn't pay quite as much attention. And we've got to treat our body with that same respect and make sure it is not broken down and it is not malfunctioning. Because when it is called upon in a crisis environment, in a stressful environment, we need everything it has to offer. So we need to pay attention to nutrition both before, during, and after a crisis. And we will have experts on the show talking about that. Number 7, thou shalt defend thyself. Number 1 part of defending thyself is defending your home and your place of residence and your place of business, especially if you own your own business. So you need to have adequate security systems, locks, and security measures. But also, what about the second line of defense, martial arts? Simple self-defense. And then the third line of defense, weapons. What about weapons? What about guns? What about all those things? We will have experts talking about all of those things on future shows. Number 8, thou shalt possess and control universally needed goods and resources. What if the dollar collapses? What if the currency in whatever country you live in collapses. What other alternate system is there? Well, of course, there's the oldest system that mankind has known for thousands of years, and that is, of course, barter. What if the currency means nothing? What if it turns into Zimbabwe, where the currency is devalued so quickly that you have put all your eggs in the basket of your country's currency, you have trusted it, and you have lived in, for example, if you're in the U.S., in a dollar-denominated lifestyle? What if this doesn't work anymore? Well, should you be storing gold and silver or foreign currencies or cigarettes and alcohol and gasoline? How about over-the-counter medications? How about food and other needed goods and resources? We will discuss this on future shows, but make sure that you possess and maintain and control universally needed goods and resources, not just currency. Because remember something, currency is not money. It is only money as long as people have faith in it. And when people lose faith in a currency, it becomes valueless. So we've got to control the root things that have intrinsic value in and of themselves. Commandment number 9, thou shalt protect thine own fur. And I'm spelling that F-I-R. It's an acronym for finances, identity, and records. The last thing you want to handle during uncertain times is the theft of your own identity. Remember, identity theft can happen in several different ways. Most of you think of identity theft as someone getting a hold of your bank information or your social security number or opening accounts in your name and borrowing money in your name. But there are many other kinds of identity theft. People can change your criminal record history. They can change your driving record history. They can change your medical record history. We will interview experts on these subjects and help you protect your fur, your finances, identity, and records. And of course, finances we mainly address on my Creating Wealth show, but we will also delve into it a little bit here on the Holistic Survival show as well, especially in a little bit more of the fringy ways than we deal with it on the Creating Wealth show, which is meant a little bit more for the mainstream ways, the non-crisis situation type ways. But if times get worse, what if you want to disappear from society? What if you want to erase your tracks and become invisible? There are all sorts of issues related to your fur, your finances, identity, and records, and you need to protect them. Number 10, and finally, thou shalt have a support network. It's important that you keep networking and you have a strong community of people on which you can depend in a time of crisis. You know, many of us nowadays, especially in suburban America, we don't even know our neighbors. Yet a serious crisis may affect us, and we may need those neighbors. We may need to band together with those neighbors to protect our house, our neighborhood, our streets. What if the crime rate increases dramatically? What if there is a natural disaster? What if transportation is extremely limited? Well, these people may be the people that you are forced to depend on. Do you know them? Have you created a solid social network of people that you can depend on in a time of crisis? And not only can you depend on them from a character point of view and from a personal friendship point of view, but what about a knowledge point of view? Are they listening to the Holistic Survival show? Are they prepared? Do they have food stored? Have they followed the Ten Commandments? Are they ready for the inevitable, which may occur? Who knows, everybody? It may never occur. But you know what? It never hurts to be prepared. So that is what we'll address on this show. We're glad to have you with us. And if you'd like information more on the financial side, of course, listen to that on the Creating Wealth show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed.